שתי פרחיס של עשרים שו, ונופל סרק גמול גמיים, פירים זכנה, ונפסיק בו אלחתינו. כשירו פירש הנעימה, וכששולמו ארבוים שו, אף הוא נופל סרקו כמה כושר, והיינה תיים משום מים שום דרבונו לקח מקלינו מחמה שנעימה. So, according to the Goinskios, you understand? But according to the Rav's it's very difficult. The Rav's is that so he says that the Tachtena becomes kosher because when פיר שתי פרירה של ממסו דיימים של יש הלוגים שנופלים מכפי שולים מים שווים פייס לאיסי ואפילו מי כימוך המסניס אלו כוח אז דחס חושב של יש הלוגים והבוים דיסונאים מה של יש הלוגים שנופלו וניפתיקו שניים השולמו תלימה כשנופלו של יש הלוגים ללינו ויוד מיד לתחתינו ולא ימרינו דיימה איסון גימו לוגים עצמון השובים הנינו, דיוד לא יתחתנו, די אפשר שלו יסעב ומעט מפרי הפריח עלינו, ונמצאו שישלימו הרבוי מסו של תחתנו, קדם שיוד לו, בקוס, די תחתנו הד, הרבוי מסו אוויג'נלי מיינס גימולוגים, בודן גימולוגים שובים דרפטין, but we assume that the גימולוגים that had to be completed, it fell in with a few drops of Einon Shovin. Some melee, it became a mikveh ksheiro, so then it couldn't puzzle some melee through a shoki, it kashas the upper level mikvehs. But the question is, what difference does it make? Since according to Rabbi Yisi, we say chas nasnevele, so the gimulugim shuvim contaminated even the every drop of the mikshamim. So whatever gimulugim completed ishov, every drop of the upper level mikveh ishov, not only the original gimulugim drops, but even the original mikshamim drops become converted into shuvim drops. So then it's difficult if we say now the Ramban says machlekes Rabbi Yisin and Rabbi Yeshua is in the machlekes between the machlekes whether we say chtichas was nevela in kolat yerekula or we don't. So the Ran is chelik. For what was the Ran saying? No, he has nothing to do with it. But lefluk has nothing to do with the general machlekes. But an imkvois, in a mikvois machlekes, that's the machlekes. So then the rash is difficult. But maybe when the Ram says that kolatere kule has nothing to do with mikvois, and mikvois has nothing to do with kolatere kule, so the pshat is in the contrary. That in mikvois we certainly don't sich tichatz me'asneve. We certainly don't. Mikvois has its own dini. Mikvois. We don't say chtichas manas nevele. But, so what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yeshua? So, the way the Ramban says, the Ramban and the Rashbo say in Chum, that even Shmuel, who says chtichas manas nevele, because actually sechte is muta. So he only means actually sechte muta and is subjunctive. If it had been possible to squeeze out every drop of cholov from the chteres boso, then one would be allowed to eat the original chatech. But that is impossible. So mele, Shmuel is made, you're not allowed to eat the original chatech, because there will always be a minimum of cholov. But he says, had it been possible, it will be muta, mimele, it affects the other chatiches. So mele, we don't require shishim neged hol chatiche, but only shishim neged kazayis cholov. So mimele, so according to the Ramban Rashbo, even Shmuel is made that actually sechti zosa. Shmuel only says Efshali Seichte is Mutea. Shmuel only says Efshali Seichte is Mutea in the subjunctive. Maybe the Pshat, according to the Rash, is no one applies the Kagalondes of Tichatzus Nivele Gabi Mikvois. So it's not. If we apply the lomdes of tichas nevele gam mikvois, then it would mean that once gimul lugim shuvim and isareif with mikshamim, so it contaminates the mikshamim, that every drop of the mikshamim becomes shov. It's not like that. There is no such concept. But the pshat is that as long as there is gimulugin, when if gimulugin is reduced to tulugin, then it's like reducing the time to a minimum. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua holds, in other words, Mikveh Shein Be'Aboim Sof, V'Noflo Bo'el L'Shloi Shalugim, V'Nech Lak L'Shnayim Posol, Mipnei Shenikol Afim Psul, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Shoi Rabbi Yeshua Ima Kol Mikveh Shein Be'Aboim Sof, V'Noflo Lo'i Gimu Lugim, V'chosar afilu kurt of his kosher. So Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that if you had a mikveh into which gimul lugim shuvim fell in, and then you took away one drop from the gimul lugim, then it becomes kosher. Then it becomes kosher. And Rabbi Yisi is chelik. But suppose you would take out all the gimul lugim, not just chosraf l'kurtev achas. Chosraf l'kurtev, it means you have the bulk of the gemologim, but it's a minimum. It's less than is required to pass. Like reducing the kazayis cholov to a fifth of a kazayis. Kazayis cholov is enough to give it tam cholov. Fifth of kazayis is not enough. But suppose you eliminate all the gemulogi, not even a drop is left, not even one drop is off, so then it's a new heft altogether. It's a new heft altogether. In other words, maybe the shita of the Rashi is that according to the Ran, the lomdes of tichasus nevele does not apply to mikvois. We cannot say by mikvois if a mikveh has it arubes of gimulugim, so it contaminates the manch, the mikshomim into shuvim. The mikshomim remain mikshomim. But you cannot be tevil in that mikveh, because when you tevil in that mikveh, you are also tevil in the maim shuvim. So mele, for then you ask, so Rabbi Yeshua says, "Mimele, if we reduce the gimel lugim, it can be taken in the same mikveh." And Rabbi Yisi says, "No, here it's not a full efshali seichte." As the Ramban says, even Shmuel says efshali seichte is muter, so it's only muter in the subjunctive. If it's possible to take out every drop of chol, so then it would be muta. But suppose you don't take out every drop of cholov, only a minimum less than the time, then Shmuel is made his osa. Why? Even though Shmuel holds chtichas meinas nevele, because the same lomdes as Reb Chaim says in the Raivet, and as the Ramban, the Rashbo say in Shmuel, is the same lomdes. It became osa, it's osa. So mele, true, that in order to asa the mikveh, you need gimulugim, but since originally you had gimulugim, so it asa the mikveh, not that it contaminated the mikshomim into shuvim. But it has the mikveh, because when you're taking the mikveh, you are taking in the mayim shuvim also, so it became osa. Even though we reduce the gimulogim, even though you reduce the gimulogim, so mimele, so Rabbi Yeshua says it's muta, because we don't see chas mas nevele. Rabbi Yezi says, poor we don't see chas mas nevele in the sense of that we say by Yisurim, that would mean that if Gimulugim is Nisarif in the Mikveh at last Memso, so then it contaminates the Mikshomim, and the Mikshomim are converted into Mishurim. That not. But since it became possible, it remains possible. In the same way as the Reb Chaim says in the Raivachite, Alibidemes, in the same way as the Ramban and the Rashbo say Pshat in Shmuel and Rav Shim Balokish, when he says Efshal Yisichti is Muta, that the original Chatichi is Muta only in subjunctive, if it's possible to take out every droplet, but Bimtzias, since the minimum laws remain, so the original Chatichi remains Osa. Why? Because it's a remnant of Issa. It became Osa and it remains Osa. True, it became Osa because it gave it time. Now it has a minimum of Cholov. But it became Osa, it's Osa. But since it can only be Osa as the remnant of Issa, because it became Osa, it has to remain that way. So if you squeeze out every drop, so it's not the same thing, it's a new entity. But if you don't take out every drop of Cholov, it's not a new entity. So mele, it's Osa. Why is it Osa? Not because it contaminated the heter. The heter is still heter. But you cannot eat the chtichas bosor without eating a few drops of cholov. It's only a minimum. So mele, even though it's a minimum, so it remains Osa. It cannot become muta. It remains Osa. So this is the same lomdes in Rabbi Yisi. Not that Rabbi Yisi applies the lomdes of Tichas Nevele. No, just as Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply the lomdes of Tichas Nevele, because Gimulugim Mayim Shuvim cannot contaminate the heretofore Mekshomim, so Rabbi Yisi is also made it cannot contaminate the heretofore Mekshomim. But Rabbi Yisi says, true that the heretofore Mekshomim remain Mekshomim, but you still, just by taking out a few drops from the Gimulugim, from the Mikveh, you cannot be table in that Mikveh, because that Mikveh became possible. It remains possible, unless it becomes a new Mikveh. So if it had been possible to take out every drop, but that's impossible. But there is one way that it's possible to take out every drop. If you have a shot, memso. So once you have memso of mekshomim, then the shemshov is poka. So then it's considered as if you squeezed out every drop of the mayim shuvim. So then it's a new entity. So then it's actually sich the muta in according to Israel. So this is what he says. Shanei Mashomov. True, there is Sefte accords with the view of Rabbi Yisi. And Rabbi Yisi is really can Rabbi Yeshua. The answer is Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply the lomdes of Tichas Menas Nivele, and he holds that even the same mikveh that became possible, but the moment the Gimulugim was reduced, it becomes kosher again. And Rabbi Yisi says no. Rabbi Yisi applies the same lomdes that Shmuel applies in Dabei Tipas Cholosh Nofar Tiras Bosa. So he says Efshal Yisichti is Muter only if it's possible to squeeze out every drop. So then it's a new entity. But, and since the molecules of Boso do not become a Chafzo Visa. The molecules of Boso do not become a Chafzo Visa by themselves. But as long as there is a minimum of Cholof left, even though it's less than being able to give it Tam Cholof in the Boso, some melee, it remains also, because it became also, it remains also. Unless you squeeze out every droplet of Cholof, then you cannot say it became also, it remains also. It's something new. It doesn't have any molecules of it doesn't have any molecules of Cholof anymore. But that's impossible. So Rabbi Yeshua says we don't apply the Kadalomdes of Tichasus Nevele, Mimele. So the heretofore make Shomim do not become contaminated. And the Gimulugim themselves are only can only passel as long as there is Gimulugim. But if there is Gimulugim minus one drop, they cannot passel anymore. And we don't say it on Rabbi Yeshua. It passeled, so Mimele, they remain passel. We don't pay us. Rabbi Yisi says, as long as there are any drops of the Maim Shuvim left, so some melee the mikveh is possible. Because it became possible, it remains possible. Because when it became possible, it didn't become possible only by the last a drop of the Gimulugim, but all the drops of the Gimulugim. So as long as you have any of the drops, so then that's still possible. But suppose you squeeze out every drop, so then it's a new mikveh. So you can't say the mikveh was possible. The mikveh was possible when it had shuvim. Now it doesn't have even a single drop of shuvim. So Meili says, Shaneim Asholmu Kleima Kishenoflu Shleishes Lugin Lelieno V'yodu Miyad Litachteino V'leambrino Dainu Sigimu Lungas Mashuvim Inu Udiod Latino D'yef Sheshal Yisavu Ma'ad Me'aprichalino V'nimso Sheishlimu Aboim Shratino Cheidim Shiyodu Lokala Shleishes Lugin. So Meili, there is not even a drop. It became a mikveh shleimo of mem so without a single drop of shuvim. After that shuvim came in, it can't pass on him because then there is ashram. I think there's the pshat. Hilkach shnei mikvoi kshirim atachtein kshirim kshirim velyinim shnuchbers lachteino uchamei adam b'sepir shinergige v'lum b'imrino mislachteino inam afilu kirab yudachin l'gvi kol hai t'lash m'savu nashak o'keshbeir. Alright. I think there's the pshat. Who doesn't apply the longest of tefachim v'adam mikvois? The lomdes of Tichasus Nevele Gamikvoyes would mean that the Gimul Lugim Shuvim contaminate all the Mikshom. And every drop of the Mikshom will become Shov. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply it. Rabbi Yisi doesn't apply it either. But while, so Rabbi Yeshua says that once you reduce the Gimul Lugim, it's kosher. But Rabbi Yisi says, applies the same lomdes the Shmuel applies according to the Ramban and Rashbos Pshat. And it says, Efshal Yisech the Muter, only in the subjunctive, if it would be possible to squeeze out every drop of Cholof. So then you would be allowed to eat the original Chatich. But since it's impossible, so Mele, you're not allowed to eat the original Chatich. Not that the molecules of Bosa become contaminated. The molecules of Bosa do not become contaminated. But since it became Osa to eat it, so maybe it remains Osa. So you're not allowed to eat it as long as it has the molecules of Cholof in it. But suppose you squeeze out every drop, so then you can't say it's a remnant of Isa. It's a new thing, it's a new entity. It doesn't even have the molecules of Cholof in it. So here too, It does, even Rabbi Yossi is made it that it didn't contaminate the Mikshon. And what Rabbi Yossi says, even though it reduced the Gimulogim, but you still have some of the Shuvim, the Mayim Shuvim in it, and it became possible. So it remains possible. But if you squeeze out every droplet of Shuvim, then it's not a remnant of a mikveh psur. It's a new mikveh. Now, so in the case where it drips down and then there is mem sov mikshomim before the gimel lugim, the original gimel lugim fall in, so then it's a new mikveh. It's like Sechteligamre. And Sechteligamre, according to Shmuel, is Mutter. So here, by Mikvois, he doesn't pass. Fourth parade. Now, the Rambam is very complicated in the Mishnah. Fourth parade. Aloch Aleph. Mishnah Aleph. Haminiach Kelim Tachas Hatzimayat. Echot kelim gdolim, the echot kelim ktanim. Afilu kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adomo, peislem es hamikve. Echot aminiach, v'echot ashecheach. So the Rav says, aminiach kelim kachas atzineir, marzeif shemeikshomim, nichnosim beidi yedim derach pifl mikve, tzineir is a pipe. Vihoche Meire Bessina Shaleitz Shekovei Velip Seif Chokike. It's a Seif Chokike. So, the question is, one second, here it's possible it become Shov because the water enter the kelim, and the kelim has a big kibble. But the question is, the tzinor itself is a kelim. So without the water filling up the kelim, the tzinor is a pipe that itself is a kelim. So maybe it should become show by virtue of the fact that it went through the pipe. So without recourse to the fact that the kelim were mikabelet. So that's the thing that bothered the Rambam Nore. So he says the pipes have reference to a pipe shaleitz shekovei velipsei frokiki. In other words, because b'mchuber he does not have a shem kelim. Now, if it is first kovei, and then he makes the chakak, she kovei b'lipsei chokikei, so in other words, so it didn't have a shem kele, it didn't have a shem kele bitolush, because until the chakak is an engravement, is a biskibul, but until he made the chakak in the pipe, so then there was no base kibble in it. So when did he make the chakak? After he installed it, after he attached it to the building, to the floor, whatever. So Mimele, at that time it was already mechuba, so he didn't mechuba. He doesn't acquire ishem kele. So bitzina shalei shekovei l'seif chokkei v'hoyo v'lehoyo teraskli alof kishekovei af al pi shechokkei achikei l'chshiva ha-mayim shebiseichei mayim shuvi hoyo v'lehoyo teraskli alof b'talosh. Now the Gemara in Bava Kama and in Bava Basra, so the Gemara explains it that samachvov in Bava Kama, also in Bava Basra, actually the din is the tolish li seif chibre is have a tolish. Tolishly Sif Chibre is Havipo Tolish. So Mele, why do we say that only if it's covered with Sif Chokike? But Chokike will be Sif Kovei, so it wouldn't be kosher.
One second.
Yes. One second, please. Just 1 second. It's safe cover. Pesach Samikre. In other words, we are talking about the tzimeya that has a biskibo. As David points out, it has rooms around the tzimeya. Usually a tzimeya pipe does not have a biskibo. But suppose it has a biskibo, so in other words, it's me'akiv the water in it. So tzimeya shechokol safe cover, and it has livazbas midalat rechesov, so then it has a biskibul. So if it's chokikevelip safe kovei, so then it's passes the mikveh, because since it had a shemkele, while it was betolish, before it was installed in the karka or in the building, so mimele Tolush lisit chibre is have a tolush, so even after it is installed, it still has a shemkele. So any water that goes through that tzineya becomes shov. But so why does the braise say tzineya shechokikev lipsif kovei is pesos amikve? Only if the biskibul was made while it was tolush. Well, it was still tolish, but kovei with safe chokikei, since in the tolish state it didn't have this kibble, so then it doesn't pass the mikveh. But tolish with safe chibre is ave tolish, and since originally it was tolish, it wasn't mitzchilas briyosei attached to the karka, to the building. So even kovei if chokikei should passel, so the Gemara says in Bo Basre, because shuvim is only midrabbonon, that's why we say kovei if chokikei is, it doesn't passel the mitzvah. So this is what Rav Batnor means. Marzef shemik shomim nechnosim bei v'yeyadim derech piv l'mitzvah v'hochem mayre b'tzinei ashaleitz. Shekovei velipseif chokikei. Some mele, it didn't have the biskibul while it was bitolush. When did it acquire a biskibul, a shemkele? Only after it was nikva in the karke. Some mele, it couldn't acquire a shemkele. But Gemara explains it on the basis that shuvim is in the Rabbanon. And let's say, if all the water or rov of the memso came through that tzineya, so then according to the Rishonim, that is the Raise, then it would be possible in mitzad. The fact that it went through the tzinah itself, it will become shov. But it has reference to the case where only a mute of the memso went through the tzinah. But so, if not for the kelim beneath the tzinah, it wouldn't be possible. But the problem arises because he left kelim tachas tzinah. So then the water from the tzinah went poured into the kelim, so then it became show. Echot kelim daily, the echot kelim tamim. Yes.
There's part of the Talmud that didn't tell us except kibarei to polish only if it had a chalishan kelim beforehand.
That's right.
But if it had no chalishan kelim beforehand, so
since it's the rabbanon,
only with
him. So we don't apply the aloche of Tolish Lisit Chibre Avetolish. The Raise, Enoch Name, let's say according to Rishonim that Kulei Shov, Rubei Shov is the Raise, so then it would be, and all the water, the Memso or Chofalefso, would come through the Tzineya, so it would become possible.
even though it wasn't the Kevli before?
That's right, because Tolus was Heft of Tolus. So Echad Kelim Daily, but here the problem arose because he put Kelim, he left Kelim under the Tzinia, and the Kelim are real Kelim. So Afilu Kli Gloli, Kli Avonim, Kli Adomo, that are not mitabel tumi. But here there is a special aloche that the Kli Kibble puzzles at the show. Paislinus Amik. Afilu Kli Gloli, the Rechive Kelim Li in Tume, Rechive Kelim Lifilus Amikve, Afilu im Shovom, Uykofe Isom, Li Dome Liminia Kankanim, the Rechadagin Agon. Now, the question is, why does the Rabbi Batanora say the Hoche Meire Betzinia Shaleitz should probably say Hoche? What's wrong with the Tzina Shomatres? Why does he have to emphasize Tzina Shaleitz? So against the Rabbi Batanora there is no kashi, because the Rabbi Batanora holds that Avioshin al Bitare applies to Mikve, not only to Meir. So no kashi, because Pshutikli Matres is Mikabel Tume. Pshutikli Matres is Mikabel Tume. So Mimele, if it's a Tzina Shal Matres, even though it's Kovulis, it's Chokike, so it's not a Biskibu. It didn't have a Shem Biskibu, Bitolush. But it has a Shem Kele, because Pshutikli Matres is Mikabel Tume. So it has a Shem Kele anyway, and it's Mikabel Tume. So Mimele, it's not Avioson al Bitar. The question will arise in connection with the Rambam Perusha Mishne. We'll soon see. But against the Rambam Batinora, there is no kashe as to why the Rambam Batinora says, V'yoche Meire B'tzina Shalitz. Because if it's Tzina Shal Matres, so even Kovul is a Fchokike, so Mimele, it doesn't have a Chaleishem Klei Kibur. Klei Kibur Bitolush. But it's Mikabutume, Pshutikli Matres is Mikabutume Midereise, so Mele it's a Chisong in Avioson al Ditare. So, Afilu Kli Glorim, Lechshive Kelim Li Intume, Lechshive Kelim Li Fersa Mikve, Afilu Im Shovrom, Rikofa Isom, Lidomel Minyach Kakan Brishara Ben Agvon. In other words, because the Rabbi Batanora has to resort to the fact that he was Mishabe or he was Keife the Kelim into the Mikveh. Otherwise, it would be possible Bishov Mitzad Mile Bikatef. Suppose, let's say, Ishecheach and everything. So he does, because there are two kinds of Shov. Shov, there is one Shov, Machmas Milu Bikli. So then we require the subjective element that it was actually. So Mimele here, Mniach, Shecheach, so it was not Achshevi. So it's not Achshevi. Masha'in Kelim, if he takes, after the Kelim are filled up, he takes, they picks up the Kelim, and he dumps them into the Mikveh. So then he becomes Shov, Machmas Mile Bikatev. So then there is no Shaila, it becomes possible. That's why he says, even if he was Mishabe or Kofa Yisom, so then it couldn't become Shov Machmas Milo Bikatev, but it becomes Shov Machmas Milo Bikli. So the question is, why should it become Shov Machmas Milo Bikli? In order to become Shov Machmas Milo Bikli, it requires the subjective element of Achshave, so it's a special thing. Echot Aminiach V'Echot HaShecheach. Echad Aminiach ve'echad HaShecheach. Whether he puts the kele tachas the tzineir, or he just forgot it tachas the tzineir, doesn't make any difference. Kidivei bishama ubisilel mitarim b'shecheach. Bisilel say only miniach kelim tachas the tzineir, it becomes shov because it's coupled with the achshave, with the subjective element. But Shecheach, it's not achshave. So Mele, it doesn't become show. Rashi, the Rav, ubisil mitayim b'Shecheach, b'firikam edishabes b'gmore, meikme klikhtaye, kishin nichon tachas atzineir, bishaski shuavu, v'nispazru, v'shochon, v'chozru, v'niskashru, v'bishamay savre, v'shum pizrovin, lo nisbatlo machshavti orishenu, v'gole daiti sherozo sheyiplu l'seichu, v'bisir savre botlo machshavti, v'nispazru asar daiti v'kesova lo yor dukshamu meid, אבל ניחון תחס הציני הבישסקי של אופי, ואיחר הוא הקשומי עם לובי, ויוצא למרחתי בשוכרון, דברי הקל הויים התחילו לקח נסחבי, ליבות לו מחשבתי בשוכר חסר, ומניחון בישס פיזר אובים, דברי הקלטרים של נסחבי התחילו לקח. In other words, the Gemara says in Shabbos that when Bisil Amitaya Bishachayach, so it's only, but Bishama is Chelik, so it has reference to the case of Shochon, in other words, of Shochon Bishas Kishorovim, and then the clouds were dissipated, and then it became cloudy again. So then there is a machlekes, but suppose it shochon bishas pizrovim, then even bishama is not gezer. And suppose it shochon bishas kishrovim, so even bisira gezer, sheikhot maniach. But the machlekes between bishama and bisira is in the case of shochon bishas kishrovim, then it's puzzled, then the clouds dissipated, and then the clouds came out again. So that's the machlekes. So avo inichon tachazatzina b'shaskish rovim, v'yichra akshom lo v'yosun v'achton v'shochon, divri hakel, hoyer, u'mitchir olikach nischabein, ribot lo machshavte b'shochachosen, v'minichon b'shaspiz rovim, divri hakel teherim, של נסחבים התחילו לכך. עומר רב מאיר, נימנו ורובו בישמי על ביסיר. That בישמי was on dominion and בישמי were off, so מילא, according to רב מאיר, the הלוך is, תתחת המניח ותחת השכח, so it's possible. ומיידים בישכיה בחוצה שהוא טועה. Even Bishamai, who are gezer, shecheyach otomimiyach, so only shecheyach tachas atzine. So then it looks as if he did it in order that he should become filled up with water. But suppose he shecheyach in the chotzer, in the courtyard, not beneath the pipe, so then there is no appearance that he did it deliberately in order to that the kelim should be filled up with water, so then bishama is made that it's not possible in such a way. Umeidim bishachia bichotzer shul toya. Edarav bichotzer shalu itachas atzineya. V'nismalu min anetvim, v'nofu limikve, didavke dachas atzineya hu dekliya bishama. Digole daite dirotza shiyipu liseichon, umishun pizo, ליבות למחשב וכמייסה, אבל מניע בחוצר אפילו בשסקישו, לימוכח מיקורא מחשבתו, מחשב וכמייסה שפיר, הילו כך, בוט לו כשנספז, אומר רבי איסי, עדיין מחלקת נקימו אומר. So the Rav explains it, that רבי איסי is חלק על רב מאיר. רב מאיר said in the ratio, that Omar Rab Meir, Nimnu v'robu b'shamay al b'sirel. Some mele da'aloche is like b'shamay. Rabbi Yisrael is chelik that b'sirel never considered to be shamay. Mele, they never considered to be shamay. B'sirel are always erov, because usually b'sirel were erov kineged b'shamay. That's why the Aloch is like Bishamai, because the Chachmai Bishamai are more than the Chachmai Bishamai. But according to Rabbi Meir, so the Bishamai considered at the end to Bishamai. So maybe the Aloch is like Bishamai. But according to Rabbi Yisi, they never considered. So Mele, even at the end, in the finale, so Bisila Rov, and Bisila will not give a Shechiach Hot Min Yach, so Mele it's not first. So according to the Rav's chart, and there's the chart of the Rash and the Rosh, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi as to whether Bisilal considered to be Shammai. Mimele, the Aloha is like Bishammai, or they didn't consider. Since it's machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi, so the Aloha is Rabbi Yisi. So that means according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Rabbi Batinore, so the Aloha is like Rabbi Yisi. So the Aloha is like Rabbi Yisi that Bisilal never considered to be Shammai, so Mele and Bisilal at the end also said that Shechiach is not possible, so Mele Shechiach is not possible. Alright, this is Bimkimo Mele Shalomdu Liminion Shalomdu Mia Kachti Lirobu Talmidi Bisham. Now let's see the Rambam, the Rash and the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. In the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah, in our translation and in Tapas translation. The first Rash. Kleglolim dilichive kelim liin kabolis tume. Why does he have to mention that? So, even though it's not likadu tume, so mele, it's not possible mitzad. So he doesn't have a chshivas of the keila ligabi kabolas tume, but ligabi shov, it doesn't depend whether it has a chshivas of the keila ligabi kabolas tume. As long as it serves as a biskibul, some mele it becomes shov. Lifla mikve chshive, vilaf keilim, but why shouldn't it become shov just because of the tzinah itself? We love kelim, mishim tzina lave mitzul, mishim lave mitzul mikve. Daira bitzina shekovirei velipsei vchoki. Bitarim bishecheach ilichshive shuv, uferkame di shabes, moike pliktaye bishenichom bishaski shorovim, vinispazro vichozro viniskashu. בשיחיה בחוצר שהוא טועה, בחוצר שלא יתחזה צינר, ונשמאו מהנטפים ונופו למקווה, דידווקא תחזה צינר ודפליגה בשמי, דגולה דייתי שרוצו שייפו לסייכי, ומשום פיזו רובים לבוט לו מחשוב כמייס שפיר. היו כך, בוט לו כשנספז. Now, before we go to Shitz Rambam, so we have to go over the Gemara in Shabbos. Ay. The Mishkin Shabbos that you give on the base says, ואילו מן ההלוכה שאומרו בעלי אז חנניה בן חסקי בן גורן שאולו לבקרי נימנו ורובו בישמי על בסילר ויותחס דבורם גוזרו בייביי. Because in the Mishnah before, the Mishnah mentioned certain Zeres, ויצא החייל דימחתי, סומר חשיכו, שלא ישכח, ויצא אלו יקחו לירניה, maybe he'll be not in Nea, so he'll be over and in Nisar of Avore. So these Gzeres are part and parcel of the Yutres Gzeres, the Zikni Bishama and Zikni Bisila, who are Gezeya, the Alias, Cheski Ben Goren, and it's and Nino Virobu Bishamay al Bisira, because the Yutres Dvorim Gozru Bebiye. In other words, because in the end, Bisira conceded to Bishamay, so Mele, the Aloha is like Bishamay. So there are 18 zeros.
The law is like Bishama?
Yeah, because the Bishama considered to Bishama.
Oh, so considered.
Considered to Bishama. So there are 18 zeros that the Chachmi Bishama and Chachmi Bishama made, enacted the Aliyah's Bisgog. So this Gzeire Li Koliranea Li Tzachai Bimachti Samul Chasheicho are part of the 18. Then the Gemara asks, which are the other 18? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara mentions certain Takones, Kleishchutis, Tavutume is one of the 18. Then the Gemara says, Vidoch, what more? You have to have 18. So Daf Yitzayin on the base, Ma'i Ditnan, one of the 18 is the Aloche of Aminiach Kilim Tachas Atzime. That's also in the Takones of Bisham and Bisila. Daf Yitzayin on the base, Vidoch Ma'i Ditnan, Aminiach Kilim Tachas Atzime, Likadu Bohem Meikshomim, Echot Kilim Gdelim, Echot Kilim Gtanim, ואפילו כלי אבונים וכלי אדומו וכלי גרולים פייסלינס המקווה אחד המניח ואחד השכח דברי בישמה.
What was the case? What did he do?
He left the kelim under the pipe.
Yeah,
so then it started to rain and the rainwater went through, was funneled through the pipe and into the kelim. So that water that entered the kelim became shov and cannot be used for mikveh. Aminiach kelim tachas atzinei talmid mikshomim, echot kelim gdelim v'echot kelim ktanim, v'afilu kli avonim v'kli adomo v'kli glolim peislinus hamikveh. Echot aminiach v'echot hashechiach. Divrei bishamai, ubisilel mitarim bishechiach. Omer Reb Meir, nimnu v'robu bishamai al bisilel. ומיידים בשמי בשכי בחוצר של תויר. אומר רבי יסי ידיים מחלקת בנקי מומרס. Now let's see the Rashi. תחס הציניה שקובי לסיב חוקיקי להמשך מים למקווה דישוב ונפיסל אבל הכלים פיסלים. So it doesn't become שוב מחמז לציניה, but it becomes שוב מחמז לכלים בניב לציניה. אבל הכלים פייסלים משום שיבה ואחות כלים קטנדל ליתנו לחשיבה ואפילו כלי גלולים שנמכו עם כלים מנקפול הסתומה הווה כלים מישיבה גלולים שייש כלי אדומו דלב על דגיבו ככלי נסר וכלי חרס מתארים דשכיח לחשיבה הויל לחשיבה שיבה הויל ולא ליקח נסחבי. So made him bishamai bishchiya bechotzer shaloi tachas atzimer. He just left. Just in the courtyard, then it started to rain and they filled up the kelim, then it's malim in an eitvim, we not fully mikveh, so then it's there. The miniach tachas atzineya, uch shim nichon bishas kishorovim, vahakein nisbazgo, vishochon, ki dimu kelikamon, hu di plige bei, di kole daiti sherotso shi yiplo liseichei, ומשום פיזרובים ליבות ומחשבת רשינו, אבל במונה בחוצר, ואפילו בשסקישו, ונספזרו לימוכה מחשבת כמייסה, שפה מיקורה, הילקה בוטלו. So, in other words, so, there. Reb Meir says, made in Bishamai Bishamai Bechotzer. So even according to Rashi, Bishachia Bechotzer, even if he left it Bishaskish Ovi, but Bechotzer not under the pipe, so then there is, it's not apparent that he wanted the kelim to be filled up with drain water, so merely it's not possible. Now the question is, why is, so we see a chiddush here, that true, that in order to become shov, it's necessary to have the subjective element, but it's not the hidden subjective element, but it's the apparent subjective element. Because as far, if the hidden subjective element had been the criterion, so what difference does it make whether he left it under the pipe or he left it in the courtyard? It all depends. Let's ask him, did you intend that he should be filled up or you just forgot? So if he says, I just forgot, I didn't intend that they should be filled up, I had to carry the kelim somewhere, so, and I had to stop in the chotzer, under the pipe, I left them under the pipe, so it shouldn't be possible. The answer is, the hidden subjective element is not significant. It is the apparent subjective element, not the hidden subjective element.
Does the apparent become the hidden?
What?
Does the apparent also become the hidden? Or the apparent just, I mean, it's only then the apparent, or that we say that's what he meant to.
No. It's so not a question of birur.
After
all, he dechot nem b'yisurin. And suppose he's the Chofetz Chaim himself. You have no doubt that he's lying. But it's the apparent subjective element.
So whenever you have machlekesim like this in Gemara's, that's the pshat.
That's the pshat. Yeah,
the other areas are machlekesim similar to this.
Yeah. You see that in Rashi, and you see it in the Rambam, you see it in Or HaShanim. So, yes.
So, in other words, it's not a machlekes over the what the ratzon. But it's a machlokes that the kavana of the maise of the
anachos to be, it's considered achshiv or not.
So let's say someone puts out a kli b'shas kisher avim, even according to Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
And then, but he says, I'm only putting it out here because for a short time because I wanted to.
Doesn't matter.
It's still
because it's apparent. The observer, what do we say? The reasonable observer, if he sees a person puts a kele, you know, tachas under the tzinea when rain is pending. What will he say? What will be his conclusion? Why he's doing that? He wants to be covered away. So true, he says, no, I didn't just, I had so many things in my hands and I had to rest for a moment because I had to carry them. It's not that we are chishit, he's lying. I mean, there could be a chlekes between Sham and Bisilel, whether he's lying or not lying, chas v'sholem. The question is, what is the apparent kavone? If the apparent kavone is that he wants the rain to come into the kelim, so then it's achshave, and then it becomes shor.
So the distinction is between kavana and ratzon. This is not a case of ratzon; it's a case of kavana. The maise has to be a maise and not.
That's right. All right. So he says, hinichom. So he says, again the Rashi, b'chotzer shalei tachas atzinei v'nismal min haneitvin v'nofu l'mikve shu'toya d'miniach tachas atzinei v'sheinichom b'shaski shorovim v'hakein nispazru v'shochron k'dimikel ikamon hu d'plige bei d'igole daiti shorotzer sh'yipu l'seichei u'mishumpi z'rovim l'bot l'machshavte v'sheino אבל במונח בחוצה ואפילו בשסקישו ונספזו לימוכה מחשווה כמייס שפיר מיקורי הילקה בוטל. So then in Rabbi Yisi says עדיין מחלקת מקימו מרס במניח תחס הציניה בקישו רובים לא נמנו ורובו על הלוואת לי ובסילה לחוזר בן. So then אומר רב משרשי, that's the crucial demand. Omar Rav Misharsi, the Rav Amre, Hakel made him Bishinichom Bishaskish Rovim, Pnei, Bishaspizo Rovim, Divri Hakel Teir, Now, the Rashi. Hinichon tachas hatzinei abishas kishrovim. So how does Rashi explain Rav Misharshi's memory? That Rav Misharshi's memory is reference to hinichon tachas hatzinei, not bechotzer. Hinichon tachas hatzinei, and all the Rishonim explain that way, except the Rambam. So Rav Misharshi. That Rav Misharshi's memory has reference to the case of Nichon Tachas Hatzinia, not Bechotzer. Bechotzer also is so Bishama is made its prayer under all circumstances. But in the case of Nichon Tachas Hatzinia, so there is a machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel. So Rav Misharshi says, when is the machlekes? The machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel in the case of Nichon Tachas Hatzinei is applies to the case where it's Hinichon Bishas Kishorovim Vinispazro Vechozro Viniskashro. Then there is a machlekes. So Nichon Tachas Hatzinei Bishas Kishorovim V'ichu k'shorin lovei v'yotzolim lachtei v'shochon divrei hakel hoil mitrio likach nischavein loibot lo machshavte b'shechos. But so suppose it's inichon b'shas pizorovim when rain was not pending, it didn't look, there were no clouds, and he left them after the tzineir, and then he forgot them, and then it started to rain. So even Bishama is made its toya. They were hackled here in the Lechi Geluye Daite. Lechi Geluye Daite. But when is the and Bishas Kishorovim, so of course everybody is made that is stomach, even Bishilal, it's possible.
Rain. It's yeah. Rain, so
yeah, yeah, yeah. But the Machleikes is, if he left that Kalim under the Tzinei Bishas Kishorovim while it was cloudy, then he forgot them, and then the clouds dissipated, and then it again became cloudy and it started to rain and the Kalim were filled up. So But lo machshavtei, that's Bisilel, and Bishamai say Marsova loy but lo machshavtei.
Where do we see in Rashi that the but lo machshavtei swore as an apparent swore another, and Gilad asks what he's actually thinks? Rashi said you see it in Rashi.
Yeah, we have to say it's Rashi doesn't spell it out, because if you say that it's not in the apparent, but when the mitzias, so then there is a machleket between Bisham and Bisilel, what the mitzias is. So why don't we ask him? There is aloha v'dechonim bisun. He's not a choshud. Why don't we ask him?
Why are you putting the kelim down?
Yeah, what? Whether he was Nisiyah Das or he was not Nisiyah Das, why don't you ask him? And then every person is the same. Some people are Nisiyah Das, some people are not Nisiyah Das. It's mistaba that it's not Ishai in Machlekes Nimitzias in the umden of the person. The Chinis Alpidin is considered as Ardas. The Chinis Pazro Botla Machshafte. The Chinis Basro Asar Daite. The Sova Leyed Kshomet. So then the Gemara has the Kashe. Urabi Yisid Yoma. That's very important because of the Rambam Shite. Urabi Yisid Yoma Machlekes Adayim Kemo Imedes. That's all. So Bishleim, according to Reb Meir, that Chosru V'Robu Bishamal Bisilel, so Mele the Minisha Shachriach Kelim Tachas Hatzinei can be included in the Cheshbon of Yitchesdava. But according to Rabbi Yisi, that Machlekes Daim Kelim Meres, so Bisilel did not consider Bishamai. So Mele the Aloch is like Bisilel. The Aloch is like Bisilel. So we don't have 18, we only have 17. This is the Gemara's Kashi. So Rabbi Yisi Doma Machleikes Adayim Kimen El Spatzolo, so we don't have 18. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Avnis Kusim Nides Marisos on Bibi Imgos. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yisi, we have 18 because of the Gzeira that Nis Kusim Nides Marisos Bibi Imgos. All right. Now that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Now let's see the Loshna Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh. The Loshna Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in our translation is very strange, very difficult. Sino hugulo shekirim kanal. Same word, kanal. Uvitchilo agdim loch shedvar HaMishneh kulo ubigulo shalo yisras hamitve. Vizek moishi izboya bitisefte. Vizeis ha'aloche tzimer shechoki keivli pseif kovei I peisles ha'mikve kovei v'hakin choki kei in I peisles ha'mikve ucho izboya bishas sibaze vihu shoik arasleinu shuvo de rabon ocalim ha' shemikve osu nimaim shuvim omnum u peisle mi rabon vilozen istapku im hoyo eime doeiz bikarake ubono. He first installed it in the carcass. Then he engraved a teich in so then it's definitely possible because without recourse to the kelim being filled up with water, they become shov by virtue of the fact that they went through the tzinah. So, we stop with the imchokul ifseif kovei. We see bo asher review. Heil viteras kli olav bitolush. So then, if it's chokul ifseif kovei, so without the kelim being placed under the tzinea, it would become shov. Shekol mashiyuzol of any water that goes through that tzinea. Hinei shov vavein omrom teras kli. Lisomokli, Lifishene Kli Kibul, Achliyeis Shalates, Somo Postal, Liikia Asheretzleinu, Vuhushep Chute Kleates, Mikablin Tume, Miachashi Gdamti Lorzeoika. Now the Rambam is very straight. Bishleime, the Rambam Bertinore, he agrees with all the Rishenim that have Yosun al Dikare. Havioson al ditare is a requirement in mikve also. So we understand this why the Rambam Tinore says that this has reference to a tzinah shaleitz, and according to the Rambam Tinore, a tzinah shaleitz some mele and the tzinah shaleitz was. So maybe even though after it was installed in the karake, he made the teich, he engraved the teich too, he constructed lavlazim, I mean, you know, rims. So it has a beskibo. So still it's not possible, because at the time when it has a beskibo, so it's already mechubah. And Mechuba cannot have a cry, Hashem Kei. But Tolush Lesif Chibre is Ave Tolush. So that's what he says. Sin Shov is in the Rabbanon. So you don't apply the Aloche of Tolush Lesif Chibre is Ave Tolush. So Sin Shov is in the Rabbanon. So we say Tolush Lesif Chibre Lo Ave Tolush. But it's not so wise in a Tolush, but it has a biskibul according to Rabbi Batanor. The answer is, when it has a biskibul, it's already mechuba. So maybe it doesn't have a shemkli. And while it was Tolush, it didn't have a biskibul. So maybe it's not possible. But Rabbi Batanor has to limit it to a tzina shaleitz, because if it had been a tzina shal matres, so cutically matres is mikablin tume, and mimele is mikablin tume, so it's not aviosan al ditare. So it's be personally mikveh because it's not avios al tare. But according to the Rambam, the halacha of avios al tare, it only applies to mayim, to mayim chayim. It doesn't apply to mikveh. So why does the Rambam say, because the Rambam has to say dafke. It's a tzinia shalaitz. So he said, "Havin omrom tiras klivli somokli livisheini kli kibul ach liyesi shalaitz somok posul liike asher aslenu vihushe pshuti kliyetz mikaplin tume meachar sheidamti longzer iker." So since pshuti kliyetz is mikaplin tume, so if not, if it hadn't been covered with Sifchokike, so Mele, if it had been Chokike with Sifchove, so then it would be possible. Because Pshute, 1 second, please don't interrupt me. Because Pshute creates is Mikabel Tume. So we see from the Rambam Perish HaMishne that the Rambam is Chilik on the Rabban Batinore. According to the Rabban Batinore, as the Mishnah Achrene points out. So this tzinea has reference to a tzinea that has a biskibu mamish. So Mele, the Rabban Batinore says, it has a biskibu mamish, but since it's covered with sifchokike, so by the time the biskibu originates, so then it's already mechubah, some mele it's not shov. But true, tolush lisit chibre is ave tolush, but since shov is in the rabbonon, some mele, we don't apply the aloche of tolush lisit chibre ave tolush, so tolush lisit chibre is loy ave tolush, since shov is in the rabbonon, so, but, the and is loy ave tolush, but if it would be Chokike v'lipseiv kovei, and Chokike means mamesh lasbos, a real biskibul, not Chokike just to have a pipe, you know, the tzura of a pipe. So mimele, so he says, so it's natural. But had it been pshutikli matres, so then it's nikabotume, so then it would be possible, because it's not avios al ditare. But according to the Rambam shiti is avios al ditare is a requirement in mayor, not in mikve, some mele. And so here, why does he say, because pshutikleis is mikablon tume? So why? So what if pshutikleis is mikablon tume? So it's mikablon tume, so what? So it's not avios al ditare. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be avios al ditare mikve. So everybody says that according to the Rambam, this tzina here is not a tzina utlav lavozi. You see, the Mishnah Achrene says that the tzina here has lavlozi. Lavlozi more a biskibul doesn't make any difference. So, Name Chokike di Hoche Likabel Tzreireis Ki Likamo Mishne Gimu. That's like Lavozim, doesn't make any difference. A real biskibul. But according to the Rambam, he says Pshutik Leitz. So that means he doesn't have a kibul. He doesn't have a biskibul altogether. So he doesn't have a biskibul altogether. So the question is, and so what if it's Mikabel Tome? Because avios al ditare, according to Rambam, there is no requirement of avios al ditare by mikveh. So obviously, according to the Rambam, not because of avios al ditare, but according to the Rambam, if it has the chshives of being mikabel tumeh, so then there is a psul of shov even without a biskibul. In other words, if it's a klei lolim, klei adomo, that do not have the chshivas of ikele, we without a kibul some mele, they don't make it into shov. Mashein kein if it's a klei matres, even without a biskibul, or even kleiets, since neither abonum to the kleiets is mikalotume. So it has the chshivas of ikele. So without a biskibul to be mikabel tzreiris. You see, the Rambam doesn't apply the Mishnah of Tzineya to a Tzineya that has a biskibul to be mikabel tzreiris. But the fact that it's mikabel tume gives it the chshivas of a kele. Gives it the chshivas of a kele. So mele should become shov. Not because I was on the time. The fact that it's mikabel tume gives it the chshivas of the kele, and any water that goes through it
is shov
without a biskibul. And even if, one second, what is it? Even though the kabbalah tume is only midrabbanan, but midrabbanan is mikabul tume, so it should become shov midrabbanan. But the only reason as to why it doesn't become shov is because he didn't have a chalation kele ligabi kabbalah tume bitolush, only bimchuda. But suppose it will be chokikele seif kovei without lasbozim and without a biskibul for tzreiris. So then it would be possible machma shov. Why? Not because of havios al ditare, because shov. So it's a big chiddush in the Rambam. We see in the Rambam Shita in Pirush HaMishnah, of course, in Yad HaZoko, he says the reverse. But in this Pirush HaMishnah, the Shita of Rambam is that in order to become shov, machmas milu bikli, so if it has the chshivas of the kele, and how do we know whether it has the chshivas of the kele or not? Whether it's mikabel tume, if it is mikabel tume, even if it's mikabel tume mid rabon or not mid rais, even pshutei kleiets, not klei matres, so merely become shov.
So why does the next condition mean lasbis?
What is that?
Why does the next condition mean need the lasbis? Tafel, because that's not pshutei kleiets.
What's
the next condition? The next condition of is if we need to be considered
That's a good question. It's a good question. So why does the next Mishnah mention Hamniach Tavle Tachas Atzineya in Yesh Lo Livazbez? In other words, in Yesh Bo Livazbez.
After then it becomes a
Kayani. That's right. Unless it has a Tavle of Kliadomo, Kliaben, that is not Mikabu to me, even Mirabolon. That's what I have to say, of course he'd say. It sounds like a deichag, but we'll have to say it according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam Yerach HaZokah says the reverse, befeirush, and all the Rishonim say the reverse, that Kabbalah, the chshivas of Kele Ligabi Kabbalah Stume has nothing to do with Shov. Shov depends upon Klei Kibul, not Kabbalah Stume. So on one hand, Klei Adomo, Klei Glolim, that are not Mikabu Tume, but they have a Biskibul, so it becomes shov, and pshutikli matras has no biskibul, it's become tumme mid reise, it has a chshivas of a kele, but shov it doesn't become. Shov does not depend upon chshivas of kele. But the Rambam Shita is not like that. And the Kodesh, so the question is, so that's the Rambam Shita, that mine becomes shov, machmas milu bikli, whether the kele has a biskibul or not. If the kele has a biskibul, even he doesn't have the chshivas of the kele kabbalah tume, so it becomes shov. But if it has the chshivas of kabbalah tume, even if the kabbalah tume is only midrabbanan like pshutei kleiets, so it becomes shov. But here it doesn't become shov because since shov is midrabbanan, so tolish l'sif ribre is lo yav tolish. That's one chiddush in the Rambam. Achliyesi shalei samo posel liikar asher etzleinu vuhu shepshute kreiz mikablim tume macha sheikdamti lchoze o ikar oma ashemi sheyosem kelim tachas agulo likabiz ben amayim hine amayim maragia ben himayim shuvim upeisel esamikve vafil hoyu eila akelim כלי אבוני משלו יקבלו תומה כמו שיש בויה ויאמרו בשמי שמאי ששום אלה הכלים תחס הגולו אשר ידוע ביציקס המים שבי המים שובים ואף נשוח אחילה הכלים תחס הגולו אשר יהיה כמניע בלי כוונו גזרינון שחי אחות מניח ובסיר לא יגזרו זה יסגזרו וכבר ביהו בשעס מסך שבס בפרקמה ויאמרו הניחון בשעס קישר אוהבים דיבר הקל אילו ואילו תמי רוצה לימר שכיח ומניח הקל פסלס המקווה בשעס פיזו דיבר הקל אילו ואילו תירים לפי שיריד הסמוטו ראינו מפעלי וכילו נסמליס שלוי בדיודם בין שאוהב שכיח הוא מניח, הוא נח לי כל השניחום בשעסקי שרובים ונספזרו וחוזרו ונזקשרו דימר סוב הבוט לא מחשב תה והוא רדמיה ולזה אומר שעקל מידים שהוא תואר ומר סוב הלא יבוט לא מחשב תה והוא רבי איסי ולא חיין אומר so you see one חיש in this חמדוש המשנה according to Rashi in Shabbos Marsova has reference to Bishamai and Marsova has reference to Bisilal but according to Rambam Perush HaMishne Marsova is not Bisham and Bisilal but it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi it's a different shot altogether so Rabbi Meir the Marsova Botlom Machshavtei Vuhu Rabbi Meir ולזה אומר שהכל מידים שהוא תואר ומר סובה לא יבוטל מחשבתי והוא רבי איסי ולכן אומר עדיין המחלקת כמונס ובסילל מתארם בשכח ובשמי גוזרו שכח עוד מניח ובשמשפט החוצר בשעסקי שרובים כמו משפט הצינר כפי אסמדוסו לפי חשבוי שהגולו ידוע בשפיחוס המים תומית כן אוהבים בייסיס קשחום יודו אשר ישפחו בחוצר וזה אשר אמרנו וזה אשר אמרנו שאלה המים פסלנס המקווה אין כוונוסי שהוא ייקח אלה הכלים ביודי ויציקים במוקים שיספסלו לפי שאין מחלקס בזה ולא ידיבו שום מים שובים if he takes the ידיים and he dumps them so then it showed because of Milo Bikate so it goes without saying ואומנו הדיבו בי אם נסימיו כמו ימניח כלים ברשגת whether it becomes shov מחס מילו בקלי so that depends upon the subjective element ונסמלו אם לאי ואם שוב הרילו הכלים ויהופו מלפיהם וכובס ממיהם בבייר אם יהיה מקווה כושר because you, as the Rabban Bat Nora says even according to Bisilal but he has to resort to Kviya Sakelim or to Shvira Sakelim otherwise if he turns them over so then he becomes Shov Machmas Milo Bikate so that's according to everybody Vizeu Aile Bozea Mishpot Kis as far as Bishamai כמו שמיר רבי יסי ופי מה שהסבויה בשעס שאחד השכיח ואחד המניח בין בחוצר בין תחס הצינר שהקל פסלס המקווה זולס מניח בחוצר בשעס פיזרובי שהוא איני פסל והלוך והילחס איתי בשם הילחס איתי בשם so not like the rush and all the other shading the by hilchas they hilchas kibishamai because the Rash says that there is a machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Yossi whether it's robo bishamai v'nimnu al bisilel so meile da lochi v'gab bishamai that's Rab Meir says or as Rab Yossi says that adayin a machlekes bidolo so meile that means that according to Rabbi Yossi Bishamai didn't concede to Bisilal so in the finale Bisilal insisted that it's Toya so the Milad Aloch is like Bisilal like every machlek is between Bisham and Bisilal and the Rambam says the Hilchasik Bishamai so that's the question but Monefshach
According to the Rambam, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai.
In other words, the Rambam doesn't pasken like Rabbi Yisi, but he paskens
like
Rabbi Meir. So Meir is Beis Hillel considered to be Shammai, but the general rule is whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi, so the aloch is like Rabbi Yisi. Why does he pasken here like the Shammai? So the Kesef Mishnah, see, 1 second. The Kesef Mishnah says, because Gemara in Shabbos says that Rab Tarfon is like Rab Meir, so Mele, that means it's a machlekes between Rab Meir and Rab Tarfon against Rab Yisi. So Mele, the Aloche is not like Rab Yisi. Oh, the Kesef Mishnah says, Viruch HaKifim, the Shammai, Kifim HaShiechadnu, Lifi Shehu, Mishminos of Dvorim, But before we go to the Rambam in Yod HaZoko, I want to go over Kappa's translation. And Kappa's translation is altogether different. It's not just one million. Many shinui. So it's not that, I think Kappa says it, it's not that the original translation is wrong and he found the right one. But the Rambam, just as in Rashi, there is a Madura Kamen, there is a Madura Basra, you know, sometimes we have in Rashi in Madura Kamen, the Nishin Kubesis and Kshukshes, we mention in Madura Basra, vice versa. So in the Rambam Persha Mishnah also, Kapach had a manuscript that was the Madura Basra of the Rambam's Persha Mishnah, and the regular translation is in Madura Kamen, but Kapach is in Madura Basra. And Kapach's translation, the Madura Basra of the Rambam, is altogether different. Now let's see, in Kapach. Yach, Kirin Tarasa Tzimir. Tzimir Amarzeif. Amarzeif, a funnel, a pipe. The Abdim Trilo, Kiomo Bechola Mishne, who be Tzimir, Shemi Paisil as a mikve. The who Kigain Shalahoyo boy Beiskibu. You see, altogether different. In our translation, in our version of the Persha Mishneh, the Rambam says that the reason as to why it doesn't become shol by virtue of the fact that it went through the pipe is because it didn't have Ishem Kele Bitolush and Mele Ligabi Shov, which is a Psumi Rabbonon, so Tolush Lipsif Chibrei is Loyabe, is Loyavitosh. So this is what is, but had it been, if there had been, so Loyavitosh, so he doesn't say, because, but here he says the reason as to why it doesn't become shov is because Lohoyob is Beiskibo. But suppose it would have a biskibul, so then it would become shov because of biskibul. But the Gemara says the reason is why it's not shov, because tolush we say chibrei we is loy have a tolush, but the so the shittes Rambam is no, the reason is why. That's another kashi. I mean, so why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that shov is in the Rabbonon? After all, we are dealing here with a tzinea that doesn't have a biskibul, so mele, it couldn't become possible. Machmas kabbalas tome. So why does the Gemara have to? That's a kashi against this Rambam. But the Rambam here, this version, Kappa's version, unlike the other version of the Rambam, so he says the reason as to why it doesn't become Shov is because it would become Shov. Why? Because it's Mikabel Pshutei Kliyeitz is Mikabel Tumei Rabbonon. But here he says the reason as to why it doesn't become Shov is because he doesn't have a Biskibon. But how about Kabbalah Tumei? The answer is Kabbalah Tumei is not enough to pass let Bitter Shov. Vihu Kikin Shalhoyo Be Biskibon. Oy Shachotat Be Es Ha Biskibon Acha Shabonim Bikara. So he mentions that too, in order to explain the Gemara. Kmoishin is boya biti sefte, ba'aloha zu. So in other words, there is one variance between the regular translation of the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah and Kappa's translation. According to the regular translation, so if it has, whether it has a biskibul or not, if it had a chalishem keila bitolush without a biskibul, it would become shov. According to this translation, even if it had a chalish shem keila ligabe kabolus tume bitolush in midrabbonon, midrabbonon or midraise, but as long as it doesn't have a biskibul, some mele, it couldn't become shov. So how about the Gemara? The Gemara bases it because Shov is in the Rabbon, but the implication being that if Shov had been with the Raise, so then it would become Shov. So the Gemara has reference to the case where the Tzinner has a biskibul. You know, as the Mishnah Achrina says, when he was chiki a biskibul to the Mikabei or Tzrues, Oy shachot beis abiskibul achas shpon bekarke. Mishin boya b'tisefte baruch hazu. Tzini ashachoki kei lipsif. Kovei peis lasamikve. Kovei v'hakachoki kei eini peis lasamikve. Kovei v'hakachoki eini peis lasamikve. Uchvabir atal metam adovo v'ushaklal eslenu shuvet rabbonon. Kelei ma'ashem mikve shu osu mimayim shuvim eini poslo mil rabbonon. Ulfichoch itiru אם כובע הסקירו בקרקע ובונו והכה חוקת בו בהסקיבו. But suppose he wasn't חייקי בהסקיבו, then it wouldn't become possible. Because קבלסטומה by itself is not חושב enough to make it into show. ולא יתירו דבר זה עם חוק יליפסיב כובע מהטעם שהזכירו הויו ותרסקלי עליו ותלוש. וכל מים שנסחלנו עליו כאילו ישוב. So we have one variance between the regular translation of the Pirush HaMishnah and Kappa's translation. The question is, well, if something is Mikabel Tumei, and if water goes through a Kele that is Mikabel Tumei, but has no Biskibul, so according to the regular translation of the Rambam, it becomes Shov. According to Kappa's translation, it doesn't become Shov. So Kappa's translation is in accordance with the Shita of all the Rishenim, because all the Rishenim say that the fact that a Kele is in Kabbal Tumme, if it doesn't have Biskibul, it doesn't parcel the water that goes through it as Shov. V'acha Agdomes Klal Zeh Omar Sha'aneisim Kelim Tachas Atzinei Likabel Benes Hamayim הרייסום המים הנמצואים בהן הם מים שאובים ופייסלנס המקווה ואפילו הויו אויסון הקלים קלייבונים שאינו מקבלים תומה כפי הקלולים שנסברו אמרים בשמי כי משנוסן את הקלים הלולו תחס הצינר שהוא מוזד בערוקס המים נסו מים שאובים ואפילו שוח אחרי סמקלים תחס הצינר שנעשה מלאבים שלא בכוונה גזרינון שכיח חוט מניח ובסיר לא יגזרו גזיר הזו אבל המניח בחוצר כבר ביארו בתלמוד ויאמרו הניחום בשסקי שרובים דברחקל אלו ואלו תמיים כלימה בין שכיח בין מניח חקל פייסלס המקווה בשספי זרובים דברי חקל אלו ואלו תארים כי ירידס הגשם איננו ביודי, וכי הוא נשמל הוא שלוי בידי אודם, בין שיושכי אחרי מניח לא ינח לי כל אלה שיניחם ושעסקי שרובים ונספזרו וחוזרו ונזקשרו דימר סובה בוטל ומחשבתי והוא תנקמה ופירוחי מר שהתלמידים שהוא טועה ומר סובה לא בוטל ומחשבתי והוא רבי איסי. So again, there is no variance, there is a variance in regard to that, but there is one common denominator. Whereas according to Rashi and all the Rishonim, when the Gemara says, Mar Sova is Bishamai, Umar Sova is Bisilel, according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, whether it's the regular Pirush HaMishneh or Kapas Pirush HaMishneh, the Mar Sova and Mar Sova have reference not to Bishamai and Bisilel, but to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Isi, or Tanitam and Rabbi Isi, it doesn't make any difference. Not to be Shama and Bisila, because Rav Nishar Shias Memre, according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, discusses not be Shama and Bisila, but be Shama ish de Machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Yesi in regard to be Shama ishit. So Mar Sova is Rav Meir or Tanekame, and Mar Sova is Rav Yesi. A little bit of Bishama. So Mele, according to Rashi, so the Tinichon Bishas Pizorovin, Divrei Hakel Toyer, means Divrei Hakel Toyer, even by Minia Bechotzer, Divrei Hakel Toyer. Even by Minia Bechotzer, Divrei Hakel Toyer. And, but according to the Rambam, it means that not. And even Miniach Tachasatzina Divrei Hakel Toyer, I'm sorry, according to Rashi Shite, but according to the Rambam, no. But Miniach Tachasatzina, so it's always possible, Machnashov. You'll see that in the Chazoko. Doesn't make any difference. Miniach Tachasatzina, so whether it's Miniach or Shecheach, it doesn't make any difference. If it's Tachasatzina, so then it's always possible. Even Bishas Pizor, but when does Rav Nishar she has reference to the case of Shechia Bechotzer, so then there is a difference. And Marx and Divrei Hakel Toyer means Divrei Hakel Rav Meir and Rav Yesi, not Divrei Hakel Rabbi Bishama and Bisila, but Divrei Hakel Rav Meir and Rav Yesi alive the Bishama, and Divrei Hakel Tomei also means Rav Meir and Rav Yesi alibi bishamai. Not al divrei hakel. According to Rashi, divrei hakel means ben bishamai ben bisila. According to the Rambam, divrei hakel means ben Rav Meir ben Rav Yesi alibi bishamai, but not ben bishamai ben bisila. All right, now let's see again. Ufi rochel mir shakel medim shu toyer umar sova. So he says, oh, once again, Vomru, Nichon Bishas Kishorovim, Divahakil Ilu Velut Main, Kaleimar, Bein Shechea, Bein Miniach, Hakil Pesla Samikve, Bishas Pizorovim, Divahakil Ilu Velut Eirim, Kiyaris Hakshomim, Einen Biodi, Yochil, Smalu Shalai Bidiodom, Bein Shechea, Haminiach, Lunechliko, Shinichon Bishas Kishorovim, ונספזרו וחוזרו ונזקשרו דימר סובה בוטלו מחשבתי והוא תנקמה ופי חוכי מר שהקולמדים שהוא טועה ומר סובה לבוטלו מחשבתי והוא רבי איסי. So in other words, the only difference between here and the regular translation, in the regular translation he refers to him as Rav Meir, and here he refers to him as Tanekame, not as Rav Meir. ומר סובה לא בוטל מחשבתי והוא רבי איסי ופיכחי מרדאי מחלקת במקים ומדס בסילו מתארים בשכח ובשמי גוזרו שכח אותו מניח כי דין החוסנת ואית. According to the Rambam, in Kappa's translation there is another big chidesh. You see, according to all the Rishonim, when Rabbi Yesi says Adai Machlekes B'mkei Moimedes, what does it mean? He's chilek on Rav Meir. Whereas Rav Meir says Nimnu, Omar Rav Meir, Nimnu v'robu b'shamay al b'siril. So that means that b'siril considered to be shamay. So in the end there was no machlekes. So Rabbi Yisi says adai machlekes in kemoy meres, that b'siril did not consider b'shamay. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh in Kapas translation says no, that Rabbi Yisi is not chelik on Rav Meir. When Rav Meir says Ninu v'robu b'shamay al b'siril, everybody agrees with Rav Meir. No one is chelik on Rav Meir. But when Rabbi Yisi says adai machlekes min kemoy meres, he is chelik on Tanekame, because the Tanekame says umeidim b'shechia b'chotzer shu toer. So Rabbi Yisi says no, I don't agree with you. Adai machlekes min kemoy meres. You see, it's true that originally there was a machlekes between b'shamay. Originally there was a machlekes between b'shamay and b'siril in regard to shechiach by shechiach tachas atzineir. But in the end, so the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh that b'siril considered to be shamay in regard to shechiach tachas atzineir, but they did not concede to be shamay in regard to shechiach b'chotzer. This is how the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, in Kapas Pirush HaMishneh, explained it. Anyway, the Rambam in Kapas Pirush HaMishneh says that Rabbi Yisi agrees with Rav Meir's memre that Nimnu v'robu b'shamay al b'siril. But Rav Meir says, Tanetamer, Rav Meir say, Meidin b'shechia b'chotzer, shu toer. So Rabbi Yisi says they are not made b'shechia b'chotzer shiritoya. In other words, that b'siril, that there is a machlekes between b'shamay and b'siril in regard to shechia b'chotzer. Now let's see now the Loshna Rambam in Yerachazok.